Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. Election 2014 continues, the primary process. Joining us right now to talk about his campaign for governor, Texas Attorney General, and Republican candidate for governor. Greg Abbott joins me right now here on the Chad Hastie Show. General Abbott, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Good morning. I think this is the first time I've talked to you this year, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
To the very famous Chad Hastie. It seems like I travel around the state of Texas, and people ask me if I know Chad Hastie. You've got a good good connection out there across the entire state.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and joining us today and talking to us a little bit about your campaign. I know you're in Lubbock today. You have another educational roundtable that you will be participating in, and you've participated in these throughout the state. You're going from city to city, and you're talking education. How important is education in your mind going into the next few years here in the state of Texas, and what are you learning? What are you hearing from the educators?
Well, as you point out, I have literally been crisscrossing the state. I've been from north of the Red River to all the way down to the Rio Grande, from East Texas out to West Texas, focused on education. And any parent listening here, any grandparent, any employer, what I find is every sector of the population across the state of Texas is keenly interested in ensuring that we do a better job of educating our students on multiple pathways. Chad, it's important for us to remember that you can't have a cookie-cutter approach to education, even in one family. I was talking to one parent last week who had three daughters. One of his daughters went to public school, another daughter went to private school, another daughter was homeschooled. So in one family alone, there were three pathways to success in education. We need to make sure that we have that level of flexibility in the education system for all kids across the state of Texas so that each child is going to be able to achieve their potential. And one way we do this is to ensure that parents have greater options, greater choices, in the education of their children. And the upside of that is that when there are greater options, when there are greater choices, it instills in the education system itself the exact same principle that we see in the free market across the spectrum, and that is when there's competition for students, schools are going to be doing a better job of putting a better product in their school systems, and that will improve the education system in the state of Texas.
Visiting with Attorney General Greg Abbott, Republican candidate for governor. When you're in these roundtables, you're hearing from parents, you're hearing from educators. What do educators say they need? What type of tools do they need to make schools better?
You know, the main thing that educators want, and a little bit of backdrop here, my wife was both a teacher and a principal. And this is something that I've had a personal family insight into for decades now. Mm-hmm. And what my wife has told me is exactly what these teachers are telling me. And that is a person who is a teacher is genuinely inspired to educate a child. That's what they wake up for, and they all know that they are underpaid for what they do, but they do it because they love the process of teaching a child. And they have great frustration when government comes in and puts all these mandates on them to force them to teach to so many different tests and prevents them from allowing to truly educate children to achieve their very best for their future. And so one thing that teachers want to see is kind of government getting off of their backs with all these mandates and give them what I call genuine local control, the local ability to figure out the best pathway to educate the students in their particular district, which is a similar thing that we hear from principals in the state of Texas. You know, a principal genuinely wants to lead the classroom, and they have a problem leading classrooms when they face all these command and control regimes that are being dictated from Austin, Texas. And so one broad brush stroke of way of answering your question is we need to reduce the top-down command and control from central government in Austin, Texas, and unleash the freedom for teachers and principals to truly lead their campuses and their students.
Visiting with General Greg Abbott, Wendy Davis, who obviously is going to be the Democratic nominee, she is laying out her educational platform. And from what it sounds like to me, is it's a bunch of ideas that she is throwing out there. One of these ideas that if you promise to go into the educational field, that the top 20% of all college or all high school students, they will get into the college of their choice in Texas. Yesterday, she laid out another platform saying that we need to increase the number of Texas students who receive a college degree to 50% and 20%. Yet no details have been laid out about how much this cost. Is this the right way of going about it? And this number about increasing it to 50%, is that in a way going back to this old way of thinking that every student must go to college and they must graduate from a program with a four-year degree?
Well, first, we need to ensure multiple pathways to success in Texas. And that means that not every student should be forced to go into college. And what we have found is you have a lot of kids going off to college getting $200,000 into debt, and when they get out of college, the best job they can get is a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant, completely incapable of ever repaying that college debt.
Sure.
Conversely, we're seeing a lot of students who graduate from high school either prepare to go into the workforce or going on and getting a certificate at a community college or some other post-high school educational institution. And when they do, they go into these high-paying jobs down in the Permian Basin, down in the Klein Shell area, down in the Eagle for Shell area, over in Houston, or even up in the Lubbock area. And these are students who, soon after high school, they're making $50,000, $60,000, $75,000 a year. They're starting a family. They're having a strong family unit. They're contributing back to the community, and they're not socked with the debt that a lot of these kids who go off to college incur. But what government can't do is dictate to students and to the parents of those students the pathway they must take. However, when students do go to college, we need to make sure that colleges are more accountable and will be working toward ensuring that students will be working toward graduation. Chad, the last thing I want to mention is what you brought up, and that is this is a repeat problem that Wendy Davis has had. She has shown problems with regard to what we call fuzzy math. She's rolled out these programs. She was asked specifically, how much will these programs cost? And she said she didn't know. They haven't run the numbers. And so for someone to roll out a program that we know cost billions of dollars and to tell the public that they either, A, don't know how much it costs or they're not going to talk about how much it costs is what we're finding. And that is there's a lot of sleight of hand, a lot of shady decisions and actions being undertaken that Texans need to ask the tough questions. How much it's going to cost, because the last thing that we need to do is to run a California-style form of government. And remember this last comment, Chad, and that is that California spends far more per student in education than the state of Texas, and the product they get is worse than the product that we are being able to generate here in the state of Texas.
Before I let you go, I want to just want your comments on the promise zones that are out there. President Barack Obama announced promise zones. One of those areas would be in San Antonio, Texas, which honestly surprised me because you see all the great Texas economic news, yet you have the president coming in saying that we need a promise zone in San Antonio.
Well, it's clear that once again that the president is doing something on the basis of politics as opposed to good policy. For one, we already have a promise zone, and it's called the state of Texas. People can come here and achieve the promise of opportunity and success. No state in the entire country has done a better job of creating economic opportunity than the state of Texas. The reason why the president signed that up in San Antonio was to work hand in hand with the liberal San Antonio mayor, Julian Castro, who, of course, spoke at Barack Obama's national convention in favor of Barack Obama. And so this is just scratch-your-back type politics that lays more pork, more government programs into a state that doesn't need it, because we are the leading economic engine for the country in this state. We've shown in Texas the way the economy is supposed to work, and that is to get government off the backs of the people, quit having government mandates, and let the miracle of the free enterprise system work. What the president needs to do is start copying and following the Texas model as opposed to messing it up.
Well, and you have to, if you're in San Antonio, you better worry about what little angles and ties come in with that promise zone with the federal government. Attorney General Greg Abbott, Texas Republican candidate for governor, I appreciate your time today. People can visit your website, gregabbott.com, for more information. And I hope you enjoy your day here in Lubbock.
I'll do it. Thank you so much, Chad.
Have a good one. That's General Greg Abbott here on the Chad Hastie Show.